This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We're a couple weeks since the NFL season wrapped up, and you will have the Combine here shortly. Hell, doesn't it start tomorrow? Does the Combine start tomorrow?
Well, I think it starts Wednesday.
Maybe they show up tomorrow.
And maybe they get
It's like Wednesday or Thursday.
But with no NFL, you're focusing on the other sports, and of course the Caps are back in action, and they scored a million goals over the weekend.
Man, what a weekend. What a comeback from the Four Nations face-off. 15 in
15 in two games.
So on Saturday, they scored 8, and Ovi didn't score any. Mm-hmm. And so then he felt like, oh, I guess I better get in on the mix. And he had a hat trick yesterday.
Only had a hattie, and I saw that Grant Paulson was at the game, and he had just bought like a...
He didn't throw it out there.
I'm guessing he did. I didn't see the update, but he said he bought. I think he bought the hat like in between the first and second period.
No.
And he's like, if he scores a hat, do I throw it on the ice?
No.
And there were a billion comments that said, you better throw that hat on the ice.
I'm not doing it.
Of course you throw it on the ice. What? When Ovi's playing in a game, you should bring a spare beater hat tucked into your back pocket just in case there's a hat trick.
No.
Like there was yesterday.
No. My hat's staying on my head.
Oh, you got to throw. Come on.
How much is that hat? $30?
Probably $35, $40.
Dude,
something like that.
Some places, they're $50.
Yeah.
What?
I'm not kidding. I can't remember where it was. It was $50.
Now,
I talked about it on the air.
I've seen $90 hats.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I think.
Sunday Red?
like a G4 hat.
You know what hats cost over 90? Are those big ass gimmicky hats. That B-Rob was wearing in the locker room. I can't remember the name of them.
What do the Caps do with those hats? Goodwill?
They have a barrel, you can go get them.
There's a spot where you can go pick them up.
But you don't know if it's yours.
Well, I was going to say, how do you know?
Of them.
I mean, how can you prove it's yours?
I mean, you know your hat.
Right, but if I went in there and said, oh, that's a silly hat.
The same hat. I mean, you've seen the buckets.
Okay, but like...
You don't want to put his other hat. Like
if you've worn a hat forever, say you've had that hat for 5 years, you're going to know that hat when you see it. Now you can't prove to them that it's your hat.
That's my point.
But if you make the effort to go on and get it, I'm guessing they're just going to be like, okay, here, take it.
What else are they going to do?
There's these wheelbarrows.
Yeah, it's a free for all.
It's a free for all.
But I'm guessing 5% or less go and seek out their hats.
I think you're right. You're going to rummage through 200 hats?
If you love your hat, you will.
No, if you love your hat, keep it on your head.
Especially if you just bought it.
Yeah.
Only throw the hats. Like, if you were wearing that beanie, would you throw that?
If I were close enough, I guess I would try. But it's like if
that
you're,
probably wouldn't
if
reach.
If you're in the upper deck, good luck getting your hat down to the ice.
So the Capitals right now have more points than any other team in the NHL with 84 points. And in the Eastern Conference in particular, I mean, they can almost shut it down now. They have a 12-point lead.
They're running away with the Metropolitan Division.
They're up by 14.
Carolina in the rearview said, you're finished.
They're unstoppable.
Yeah. I mean, what they're doing is remarkable. And now you have to start plotting out, when is Ovi going to break the record?
All right, because now, I didn't
how
think...
How many games are left?
There are 25 games
57.
Left.
Wow. Yeah.
So I've crunched the numbers. Now, right. I'm not a math guy.
He needs 12 to tie, 13 to break.
Correct.
Right?
I can do some OV math. He's scoring at a remarkable clip. He's at 0.70 goals per game played this season.
All right.
His career average is 0.60. So he's above his career average.
So how many goals do you have on the season?
29 in 41 games.
I mean
you look at the standings, the leaders, all those guys have played like 55, 57
what an
games.
Absolute monster.
He's an animal. He's the greatest.
So he missed 16 games.
So at 0.70 goals per game played, which is what he's averaging this season, it's going to take him 17 and a half games to hit the record.
Wow.
So the 17th game in this stretch is Tuesday, April 1st at Boston.
All right.
The 18th game is the next night at Carolina.
Right.
The 19th game is home against Chicago.
Those tickets are going to be expensive.
Those tickets are already like super high priced.
Oh, I bet.
In the aftermarket.
You know what Ovi did too? Willie got a little shine on Saturday night,
right?
Because, you know, you get these, I really like it. You get that scene of Coach Carberry after wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Capitals social media team put out these videos of him kind of giving accolades to all the team players and giving the chain gets passed around and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Willie set his career high with 26 goals for the season, which actually tied Ovi. So heading into the game yesterday,
he's having a great year.
They were tied
right.
for being the leader in goals, which is amazing because we all know that Willie can play, but at one point he was just kind of known as a goon.
Yeah. Well, just physical.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now he's become a really good goal scorer. But Ovi was like, no.
Let me separate you. You get the spotlight for one day. Now that I'm going to reclaim it. I'm going to take it back. But just, I mean, what he's doing at this age is ridiculous. The stat that I saw yesterday, is the first player ever to have 200 or more goals in three different decades. Like,
they're starting to creep up in the Stanley Cup odds too.
Oh, they are. Good.
Yeah.
As they should.
I think they've moved up two spots since a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm just terrified of peaking too early. I really am. I feel like the playoffs are a whole different
they could go out in the first round.
I know.
Look what happened to playoffs.
Who was it last year or 2 years ago when Boston had a ridiculous regular season?
Florida upset them early.
But they lost. They were the one seed. They lost to the eight.
Correct.
So it can happen.
But like what they're doing is not fluky. Like they couldn't score last season, and now they're the highest scoring team in the league by a lot.
It's incredible.
What they're doing is not a fluke. They've got a high octane offense. They've got defensemen who are scoring. Look at Chikrin's numbers. He poured in another two over the weekend.
Yeah, he scored two on Saturday night.
They've got really good goaltending. Like, they're a complete team, top to bottom. And they're led by the guy who's going to win the award for Coach of the Year, or should.
I didn't think.
How is Carberry not going to win that award?
He's got to.
Adams? I'll have to double check that, but I think that's the title of the award. How could he not win that?
I didn't think Ovi was going to
Winnipeg's coach. Mm-hmm.
Don't know.
I mean, I know you're just getting it to Carberry, but they're 1 point off.
You know what?
I'm
going to hand it to the guy who's leading the league when every pundit and expert said, you know what, the Caps are going to be mediocre.
Coach Everybody's Scott gonna... Arniel, is that him?
I think he used to be here. I'll have to double check his bio, but everybody thought the Caps were just going to be watching Ovi break Gretzky's record while not in a playoff hunt. They're the top team in the league.
Well, what they've done is remarkable.
Give him the trophy.
Winnipeg have successfully threaded the needle between blending the new and the old.
And Winnipeg was really good last year.
Right.
It's not as big of a flip
for them to win.
Yeah.
And you notice how they didn't tank to be competitive again?
They rebuilt on the fly, which is possible, but improbable. It doesn't happen a lot. Point me out a bunch of other examples where it's happened. I'm waiting to hear it.
Ravens. Oh. Ravens are always in the hunt. Always.
Okay.
It's different sports. It's different.
Did the Niners ever tank?
In different sports, it can happen.
They had the number one pick.
But it's harder to do that.
Smith.
It is harder to do it in the NBA. And look, props to Chris Patrick, the GM, and Brian McClellan, who's now, what, the president of hockey operations.
Yeah. Yep.
Because all the moves they made seem to have worked out.
Certainly. Acquiring Chychrun, picking up Logan Thompson from Vegas.
But I didn't think that Ovi was going to break it this year.
Nobody did. Man, he hadn't done it yet, but he's certainly...
No, just last week.
Oh, yeah, I know. Last week, we were talking about it. We were like, probably early next season.
Yeah, I said October of next year.
I mean, after a hat trick, and you're 13 away with 25 games to play, highly probable he breaks it this season.
All right,
Not guaranteeing anything. Just saying it's probable.
Let's bang out some of these calls.
Easy, all of you.
I know we've asked you this before because you get super excited. Would you rather have them win the Stanley Cup, but Ovi doesn't break the record?
I've been on record with this before. I can't believe you're asking me this question because it's stupid and idiotic. Of course you want the Stanley Cup. If you told me right now the Caps would get a Stanley Cup and Ovi just never scores another goal again, I would take the second Stanley Cup.
Okay.
And I think any other Caps fan would probably say the same.
I think so.
Let's go to Chris in Upper Marlboro. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Caps having a remarkable season. Hell, Ovi's having a remarkable season. Chris,
hey,
what's up?
Cakes? I agree with you, Cakes. For JP, this is Chris, the guy whose wife loves fourth line centers. How is it that our fan base, well, first off, I put in a $250 bet at the beginning of the hockey season for the Caps. I had a feeling.
Ooh.
The payoff's like 12 G's.
Man, that is quite a sweat you have. Impressive. I hope it hits.
Me too. So, hey, here's the thing. How is it that as our fan base, we are not clamoring for OV to be the MVP this year and win the Hart? Because he is literally, he may not be the best player in the NHL, but he is the most valuable commodity that the NHL has ever had. Ever had. And especially in this day and age where the money is what it is and everything, he's more valuable than Wayne Gretzky was back in, you know, just because of inflation and everything. But, like, he's literally the most important player the NHL has ever had.
Explain that. I got to wrap my head around what you're saying. Justify that.
Well, just think about what the contract level, like, think about in the 80s and, you know, when Gretzky was playing, what were the contracts? How much did he make? Okay? Look at the contracts nowadays. Just the money, the scale of money.
But you're crediting Ovi for all of that?
No. Well, I mean, I would say that him and Sid saved the league back in the early 2000s, so yes. Mm. But what I'm saying is that the players are more valuable than they've ever been, right?
Okay.
But he is the most valuable player that the league has. Because he is generating, you know, sports interviews. He's generating all of the talk about the league because there's someone who's actually about to break a record that no one thought was ever going to be broken.
Yeah.
And so I think he actually is the MVP of the league.
This guy's got a bigger chub for Ovi than me. I didn't think that was possible.
Who are the likely guys that are going to win MVP this year?
Nathan MacKinnon, Leon Draisaitl. What? He scored one goal in a game yesterday where his team got smoked. Tell me Leon Draisaitl is better than...
And Draisaitl plays for whom?
Edmonton.
Oh, he plays for Edmonton.
Edmonton, who they played yesterday.
Got you.
Ovi's Q rating's higher than those guys.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody knows who Draisaitl is. Nobody.
I barely know the MacKinnon
right.
guy.
But he is the most valuable player that the NHL has as a commodity. And they should.
Maybe he's on to something. Him. I don't know.
Although Draisaitl's silly. He's good.
He might be silly, but nobody knows who he is.
He's pretty good, but no one knows who he is.
Yeah,
everybody
right.
in America knows who Alex Ovechkin is.
Yeah.
So that's my point. We as a sports, as a fan base, need to be clamoring to get his name. Drabby said he's like 40-1 odds right now. So we need to be clamoring and making this a daily thing. Why is this guy not the most important player in the league?
Pump the brakes. 40. Pump the brakes. All you should care about is them winning the Stanley Cup. Who cares if he wins the MVP?
That's Cakes. I started by saying that. I agree with you 100%.
Don't worry about the MVP. It's all good. Oh, Ovi's won enough individual awards. It's fine.
I think he's 500.
I know. I just want him to get his flowers, man. The guy's 39 years old and can still smoke 20-year-olds. When I was 39, I couldn't play baseball anymore.
Hey, did you see?
Yourself to Ovi. What are we doing here?
Hey, did you guys see when he whiffed on the one-timer and he was yelling at his stick?
He was salty about it.
Well, I don't know if he was yelling. He was looking at the stick, and and he said, "What the F was that?"
Oh, maybe. Okay, that makes sense.
But I don't
know
if he was just talking to himself, but just kind of messing with the stick. But it looked like he was yelling at the stick.
That makes sense, then, because I was trying to watch his post-game presser, and somebody asked him about his stick.
So he was.
Right, thanks for the call. Thank you, Chris.
He was wiping down the stick, or maybe retaping it. I don't know what he was doing, but he was yelling at himself for the stick. Yeah, he goes, "What the F was that?"
I didn't understand why they were asking him about his stick.
That's why. Okay. Yeah, that's why. It was pretty funny.
He said after the game he could have had more. Carberry said he could have had six.
Jesus.
Oh, if he had six, then you're getting the parade ready. that's absurd.
Man, that'd be wild, man.
If you had tickets, if he had tied Gretzky's record, and he's playing against Chicago at home to possibly break it, and you had tickets, would you sell those tickets for a boatload?
No, you would go. I think I might sell them. You want to see history.
I might sell them.
You want to be there in
the building.
I can see
it on TV.
You're the only one who's thinking about selling them. Everyone else in town wants to buy them.
Everyone wants to buy them.
I mean, do you have a soul? Do you care about anything other than
money? Hey, you know what? I would sell them to someone who would want to see it more.
I mean, I love money, but I think you got me trumped.
Especially if that's a weekday, I probably wouldn't even see it. I'd be asleep.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well,
but he's going to do it this year now, barring any injury.
It's looking like that's probably going to happen.
I mean, he doesn't go to dry spells.
That's a Friday night, too.
Oh man.
Cap 1's going to be jumping.
Yeah. That's going to be like game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals.
That's amazing.
I mean, legitimately, Drab, I might have to take off to go see them in Carolina if he's on.
You would actually do that?
I mean, that's...
Drive down to Raleigh.
That's half an hour from where my kid lives. Buy a few tickets.
Yeah.
Go watch. I mean...
Why don't you just buy them now?
You should buy them now.
I might have to.
And then just go anyway, even if you had already...
Might just take some time off.
You should.
Thinking about it.
Drab, be upset that he had an empty netter?
No. As I was tweeting someone yesterday, buy two, get one free.
Oh, you've softened your stance on that now?
Well, no, if you just rack them up empty netters here to get close, that's frustrating for me.
Yeah, but the fact that two
yesterday
others
was awesome.
Makes it palatable.
Of course. Come on, I'm not going to complain about that. He's got a hat trick.
But Carbs is going to be putting them in on those situations, on empty net situations.
No, I remain resolute in the fact that that can't be your highlight when you break the record.
Well, oh, it can't be that.
It's
that
not
can't be the
optimal
breaker.
If it happens.
No, actually, it can't. It's not possible for that to be the highlight.
So if he has the opportunity to break it on an empty net,
pass
he's going to shoot
pass it
wide?
Pass it.
He's not going to take it?
No, then.
He can't be on the ice for
it. I haven't thought about it enough
That cannot be the highlight where they show it over and over again.
If you feel that way, then Carbs just can't put him out in that situation.
Yeah. No, it's going to be, it's like Strahan sack.
I'm kind of with him.
Okay.
If you were, for example, a home run hitter and you're chasing the record for home runs, you don't want to pass it on an inside the park
sure
home run.
It still counts.
No. Yeah. You got to hit that thing over the fence.
Right.
And it can't be a position player.
Right, it's a lot harder
thought about
to do it
that much, but I guess Carbs would protect him from that happening.
Okay, that makes the home run record, it can't be against a position player who's coming in.
We can ask him. Wednesday, is he coming on this week?
He should be on Wednesday.
We're going to ask him. We say if he's tied the record and you're up 6-3, will you put him out there to potentially get an empty netter?
It's got to be in the office.
Will you promise that you will not put him out in an empty net situation to break the record? I think it's a fair question.
It's definitely a fair question.
What if it's the last game of the season?
Kick the
can down the road
the next season.
He definitely
kicked the can down the road. He's under contract. He's not going anywhere. It's fine.
I think that's a fair question. I don't really care as much as Valdez does, but I think it's a fair question.
Definitely.
Well,
he's already proven himself.
You don't want that highlight played for 20 years.
Yeah, I think Carbs
think they're going to play that highlight. They're going to play all his goals.
Mm. They'll definitely play the breaker.
They'll play the one where he's falling down.
Of course, the one against the Drab's Coyotes from back in the day.
I was thinking as I was driving in, I would need a refresher, but we could do, for the real diehards, your favorite Ovi goal of all time. I would need a refresher myself.
Sure.
To be honest. But that could be something we could do as we get closer.
There's so many to pick from.
He's had so many, but like, what are his most iconic goals? The one you're talking about.
One he's falling down is probably his most iconic in his career.
Yeah. But what about most impactful?
Yeah. I mean, how many big ones did he have in the Stanley Cup run?
I mean, he scored a boatload of points in that run.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the signature goals was like Eller and
Kuzi had the massive goal against the Penguins.
Yeah. Yep. All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies, coming right back.